I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet at one of us while you're still using Twitter. Also, we're in Discord, Sports Brewery in Discord. Also, we're on Twitch, twitch.tv/abrog87 if you want to watch us every Wednesday or Thursday. We do the podcast live, and you can join the chat and join in the fun, do our list with us. It's a good time. Ski, what are you watching?
I'm watching the exciting NHRA drag racing right now.
Okay.
I mean, it's just really.
So listener, like before we started, Ski was like saying to us that he was watching this, and I don't know what that is. Can you explain that to me?
It's a car that goes really fast for like 50 feet. That's
oh. So is it the one where they have like the really big tires and they or no, because they have different cars that go on that, right? I'm imagining like this really weird vehicle with the humongous back tires, and then it gets really tiny and pointy as it gets towards the front, and it's got little tires up there, and it just goes, and it's like a rocket, basically.
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay.
Just it has like a giant fucking engine and big tires, and it's all pointy and long.
Booble says it's famously a quarter mile.
Quarter mile? Yeah, well, yeah, it takes so. 4 seconds.
Everybody knew that.
Yeah. I mean, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, we all knew that. Yeah, okay. Is that the kind of car that's on there right now, or is it something else? Yeah.
The funny cars are on there right now.
Oh, I love the funny cars.
It's a good name.
You got to love that. You got to love that. Okay.
I don't know what's so funny about them, but apparently something's comical about them.
Yeah, what's funny about those? They're fantastic. Everybody loves them.
Are they like clowns? Do they make people laugh?
How am I funny, huh?
Yeah, we should.
Funny how?
We should look in the issue box for the answer to that question.
Oh, now we're not there yet.
Not yet.
Motorcycle we'll get there racing tonight. Now, too. That's another thing you're showing here.
What's there?
That's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. Motorcycle drag racing.
I feel like, no, so the scary thing about the kind of car that I was describing is that they're just going to like fly off. Cause I've seen that before. Cause the front part is so light that it just, if you hit a pebble with that thing, the whole car is just like flying in the air. That'd be scary about the fucking motorcycle too, man. If you hit like a random rock or something, you're gone. You're sliding hundreds of feet.
Probably sliding an extra quarter mile on top of it.
I love this. I love that we have the people in the chat who are in our chat.
And they know exactly.
Yeah. We got some real fucking gearheads up in our Discord.
Yeah.
Fucking murder.
Greasy elbows. Hell yeah. You know how to work a wrench.
Yeah. Fucking bleed motor oil over here.
Do you need me to tell you who's dropping knowledge to us right now about this?
I think I have two good guesses.
Yeah. WZP. Yeah. WZP says Top Fuel is the skinny long ass ones. So the cars are called Top Fuel. That's what they're called. They have wings on the front that keep them planted. Oh, I think that's for the I think he's talking about the motorcycles on that comment.
Oh, I thought that was Kotex.
About 10,000 horsepower. Jesus. Yeah, Booble said it. Patriotic month, motherfuckers. You're not wrong.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Watching some drag racing.
You are not wrong.
Well, real patriots don't watch drag. Am I right?
Right? I mean, Jesus.
I mean, listen to Charles Barkley, man. The real patriots love drag. I don't know what you're talking about. By the way, movie this week on Sunday is Team America World Police. Came out in 2004, I believe. You know, made by the South Park guys. Currently on Max. Because you're not supposed to call it HBO Max. It's currently on Max if you want to watch it. And listen to us talk about it on Sunday. So go do that. Is Bud Light a sponsor of drag racing? We just got asked. Many people want to know.
That reminds me. So remember what during like Memorial Day and whatever, right after that, when Bud Light was doing the, what do you call it? you buy a 30 pack, they give you $20 back, but you got to mail it in.
Right.
What's that called?
A little rebate.
The mail-in
rebate. Yeah.
You want to know the newest rebate I saw over the weekend? I don't know if you can see it. Bogs on Beers.
I sent you a picture of that, right? I put that in the Discord. Like, there's a.
I thought it sounded familiar. Okay, you're right. Yep.
There's a huge display in Fred Meyer right now with Wade Boggs selling PBR. Is it PBR?
Yeah, it's PBR. $12 off a 24 pack.
Man, and it said like it was talking about like going blue or something like that, which is like Wade Boggs, the last person I would think who's on the side of blue. You know what I mean?
The blue ribbon.
Yeah. No, I get it. Blue ribbon's paying him. I understand. I'm just saying.
How much is a 24 rack of PBR anyway without the rebate? Is it $20?
$20?
Yeah.
I think it used to run for like 16 when we were shoulder tapping. Inflation, man. Hunter Biden's America. We're up over $20.
$20 for a rack of PBR? Gross.
That used to be the go-to, man. What do you mean?
$16.73 at Walmart right now. Ooh. 24-pack.
And a $12 rebate.
Yeah, so you get a $4. They're giving it away.
They are giving PBR away in these streets, folks.
I will say, one of the sponsors for this drag racing thing is Monarch. One of the grossest liquors you could have ever tasted
vodka?
In your life. Yeah.
Yeah, how do they have the amount of money they need to sponsor something? That's what I want to know.
Speaking of like Cheetos, like $5. Fucking get a thing of Monarch.
Like Monarch isn't even on the bottom shelf. It's literally bobbing around in the mop bucket. And you just gotta pull it out. they don't have shelf space for Monarch.
You gotta bob in the mop bucket for
Monarch.
You
gotta bob in the mop bucket.
If you fish it out, I think they just give it to you. They don't even charge it. You went through more than what it actually should cost to get.
It is. It's a carnival game. Like that's what you win.
I mean, we did used to drink like Steel Reserve and Ice 800, so we definitely have drinking Monarch before.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you've drinking multiple fucking night trains, so.
I never finished two in a night, though. I never finished the challenge. Try as I might.
Yeah, ski, but not recently.
No.
not since we became grown-ups.
I think you might be a little more seasoned now to take in the night train into your potty. I think you actually break down a little better.
The opposite.
No, it was at first a joke, but I have settled into the crappy American domestic beers because some of that other stuff, man, it's just too much.
You need all the water, man. You need it to be watered down. Otherwise it's going right through you. Like Ski, I don't think you understand how aging works, man. Like your body doesn't get like more tuned to be able to drink that stuff.
Night train's a nice like fortified wine. It should go with your taste of age. Your taste when you age.
I don't think they've made night train like 5 years.
No one's ever called it that, Ski.
It says it on the bottle.
That's what they say.
It's a fortified wine.
Yeah.
Sports.
It's a nice fortified wine. Sports. Yes, sports. Okay. What do you want to talk about with sports? No. Go ahead. Lead the way.
Can I say something? Sure. No, I do. Because we're talking about aging and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get younger here. So I have entered the world of streaming. I cut the cord. And I was going to say,
we're streaming right now, bud.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something. Mm-hmm. People of America, boys and girls, streaming fucking sucks. Shit is whack.
Depends on what you got, but yeah.
I mean, he's whack. Got to have multiple remotes, stupid sticks to stick in smart TVs. I can't even get ESPN Live. It's the worst. And so I'm fucking around on one of my TVs, and I find a Roku TV. Don't know what it is. Never. I think I've watched one movie on. I think it's what I watched the Weird Al movie on.
Yeah.
And so I'm just scrolling and I'm like, I don't pay for this, but it's a streaming thing. And there's like 75 channels. And here's the Pac-12 network. What the fuck, man?
On
this
Roku?
Hiding under... Yes, Roku.
Get out of here.
And, but the weird thing is, I don't get it in on my other TV. It doesn't... The whole
just, just your Roku TV?
Yeah. No, even with a Roku stick, it only works in one TV, because streaming is stupid.
Roku is famously a pile of butts, too.
Sure. Like,
I remember having a lot of trouble watching that Weird Al movie on Roku. It should be a matter of clicking a button. It was not. Yeah.
Oh, so, but was it worth it?
Do you have any of like the streaming live TV services?
Not yet.
Those are serviceable. I've heard the YouTube one is really good. And I use the Hulu one. Like the only problem is it's delayed from cable, but it's fine. It's live sports, other than Pac-12 Network, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. 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 So Comcast talked us into this thing they call Xfinity Now. It's only a couple weeks old, where it's $20 a month streaming, and you get 40 live channels. And zero of them are worth having.
I was going to say, yeah. There's no way they put anything worthwhile in that package.
Zero. Yay!
By the way, Booble's saying it's not live Pac-12. It's just a random channel that shows old Pac-12 stuff on it.
Oh, so then it's worthless.
So okay. It's worthless. Yeah.
Cool.
No, you got that, you got
that
rid
makes
of
way more sense.
You got rid of Xfinity, well, meaning you got rid of the Pac-12 network. Like you're yes. not you're not watching the Pac-12 until you get it back.
Nope.
Basically.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you're saying the Pac-12 is worthless. Do you want to know what is currently airing on the Pac-12 network as we speak?
Yogi Roth reads poems.
No, it is a replay of a women's soccer game. So there you go. There's the exciting stuff that Pac-12 Networks has to offer.
In this week, of all weeks, we got Ski taking shots at women's soccer. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Some, you know, I got a lot of shit for hating America last week on the movie pod.
Well, in America, yeah.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Women's World Cup coming up. United States going to take that gold. I don't know. Did they get a gold in the World Cup? A trophy? Whatever the hell they get. And you're out here talking down on women's soccer. Damn shame.
I think in the current climate, that's probably what people would say is America. Knocking down the ladies.
Jason Aldean over here, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Aldean.
Yep.
Try yep. talking about women's World Cup soccer in a small town. I dare you.
In a small
fucking
town.
Dare ya. I dare you.
In a small town.
By the way, I went up to Portland a few weeks ago and got taken to a Thorns match. And I saw Sophia Smith get a hat trick in the first half. It was...
Cinchy. That's what they call her.
It was very fun. It was very fun.
People in the know call her.
Yeah. People in the know. People in the biz.
She's dating like a NFL player or something, isn't she? Or was it a Stanford player? I remember there was like a story when Oregon, I think it was a story when Oregon played Stanford. Like she is currently dating a Stanford football player or something. I forget who it was though. Yeah. She's very good at her sport.
Shane Scove?
I don't think it was Shane Scove. Was Shane Scove from like a decade ago? Yeah. I'm trying to remember who that was.
Yeah, he was the white linebacker with the black face paint. And,
that's right.
Tyler Gaffney.
I will say, at least she knows that she's a superior athlete because he's a football player for Stanford. You know he's shitty.
Yeah, she is. She is very good. Absolutely. I don't know. You're the one who brought up sports. Do you have any other sports to talk about? Are you here's my question, because I got asked to ask you this question. Are you guys ready for the World Cup? Are you going to watch it? Are you tuning in? The U.S. plays.
No, it's what's the time difference? Like 17 hours?
The U.S. plays Vietnam on the 21st at 9 p.m.
God damn fucking
that Vietnam. Game is going to last 11 years, literally. And who wins? I don't know. Probably not us, though.
No, I would imagine we're beating Vietnam in this one. I don't know that Nam has taken us out this time.
King, what would you watch? You got the women's soccer game at 9 a.m. You got the 9 British Open.
9 p.m.
You got the British Open that I think that – I don't know when actual coverage starts, but first tee time goes off at 10:30 p.m. our time.
What course are they at? Are they at Carnoustie?
I believe they are. Might actually be at Carnoustie.
Oh, I love me some Carnoustie. Give me some Carnoustie. Royal Troon in Carnoustie. That's my wheelhouse.
You are making that shit up.
No, Royal Troon, name. Carnoustie.
This is a fake name.
Telling you.
So WCP says, looking to be the first men's or women's team to three-peat. That's what we're trying to do. So, and I say okay. We because USA, USA. Booble says, the World Cup is the only soccer he watches ever. Once it's over, it's back to American sports. American sports? That's our sport with the women. Soccer's our sport. Sorry, we took it. Yeah.
Who did we take it from?
I don't know. That's a good question. China?
Apparently they are at the Royal Liverpool Golf Club is where the Open is.
I'm out. No.
Yeah. And then Royal Troon next year.
Oh.
Everything's Royal. Royal Portrush and Royal Birkdale. That's the next four.
I mean, that's their whole...
fucking British, am I right? God, get over yourselves. These courses are fucking brown trash.
I mean, did you watch Novak's versus Alcatraz on Sunday or whatever it was?
I watched some of it, yeah.
And the Royals are trying to steal Alcaraz's shine at the end because that's just what they do.
What they do.
No one cares.
It's what they do.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Wimbledon. It's a big tennis tournament. Tennis. It's a yellow ball.
Yeah, explain that one to me. Yeah.
You hit it over. Yeah.
Okay.
Hit over net. Yeah.
And then what happens?
They hit it back, and sometimes it goes for 9 hours.
Usually it does, yeah.
A good 5 hours. I think it was pushing 5 hours, the finals.
I haven't watched tennis regularly since, like, it was Andre Agassi and Michael Chang, like, back in the day. Seriously, man, I know I've missed a lot of really good tennis in between then and now, but I cannot watch it.
So you last tune in, like, what, 95?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I tuned in before we knew Agassi had a hairpiece.
He was the last time he tuned in. It was right after Steve Young and Joe Montana faced off at Arrowhead.
By the way, dude, I was at that game.
Were you?
I really was. Yep. Hey. It was like Monday Night Football, wasn't it?
I think it was.
I can't remember.
It was so long ago.
I remember Montana beating us though. And I remember being disappointed by that.
Well, you know.
Oh, you should be used to the Chiefs beating the Niners, right?
Lately, shit. Yeah, that is sort of a lifelong thing. You guys take our quarterbacks, and then you beat us. And now it's just, you have the best quarterback ever.
The Elvis Gerback revenge game was special.
Yes. Yeah, Steve Bono, Elvis Gerback. Yeah.
Gerback against, like, Jeff Garcia. Boy, scintillating.
By the way,
great football, great product.
You brought up the quarterback show last week. Are you guys still watching that? I finished it. I'm like halfway through, I think. That show is great.
It's really good.
Yeah, and it's fun. I'm on the episode where they interview Andy Reid a lot, and so they're talking
good.
About. It's really good, man. Andy Reid is. I would watch a fucking reality show just about Andy Reid, man. He is so fucking interesting, and I don't know why, but he's not like exciting at all or clever really, but he's just so fucking likable. Like I'll watch a show about him all day long, man. But like they're talking about the Chiefs. They had that whole sequence where the Chiefs players just every Wednesday make up their own plays, and I remember hearing something about that before, but it was cool actually seeing it happen because Mahomes is really smart. Like, you got to feel good watching this show, just how set you are for such a long time. Like, because it's unbelievable how smart he is. And, like, the part where they're showing him working with that trainer who he's had since fourth grade or something, he said. Like, the fact that he trains in these awkward positions that where you see him literally make these kinds of plays in the games, and you see him training those awkward positions and movements to get quicker and better at them. It's like he's going to be amazing for like another decade.
And, barring injury, of course. But
yeah,
yes.
Of course. But that's the thing. That was the whole point of like the whole training sequence, is like he doesn't get hurt as much anymore. And when he does get hurt, like a high ankle sprain in the playoffs, he can play through it.
He needs new ankles. He needs new ankles.
Yeah.
His ankles are becoming shrapnel at this point.
I'll say I don't necessarily want to hear him talk that much, but he is really good at football and impressive to watch. Kirk Cousins?
I mean, he's not entertaining, but he's interesting. He's kind of a weirdo.
It's all interesting, yeah.
Very, he's odd.
He's odd. Yeah. He's very religious. Good on him. Whenever he talked about that part in his trophy room that's dedicated to a Lombardi trophy, I was like, oh, buddy. You set yourself up. No. No, you can't. No.
Don't put this on camera, dude. Hide this part. Hide this part.
Is
Kirk Cousins a more boring Jay Cutler? Asked Booble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cutler was a little interesting in post-retirement, like retirement.
Yeah.
He had a reality show for like 6 years.
They did. They had a reality show, and they, like, he and his ex-wife now, I think. They were on like several episodes of The League, I remember being pretty funny.
Yeah,
they were interesting, man. He was just a weirdo. By the way, I did not know about the Travis Kelce reality show until watching this quarterback show. Because he had like, did you know this?
I've never seen it.
Okay,
yeah, but
all right. King just got up, by the way, listener. So he'll be back, and I'll bring it up while he's.
I know he has. I've listened to it a couple. His podcast with his brother is pretty good.
Yeah, he had like a reality show when he was single, and where he was like trying to find love or whatever. And they showed like a little clip from it on that quarterback show where he's like, "My name's Travis Kelce. I'm a professional football player." He did like the lips thing where you rub your hands together, and I'm looking for love. It's like, oh, dude.
I mean, everyone knows Kelce's a bro. He's a dude. I mean, that's... And it fits exactly with that. I mean, those are the guys that have those shows.
Yeah, yeah. No, he fits the mold 1,000%. His memory room. Yeah, that's what he called it. That's right. Yeah. They spent a lot of time in Kirk Cousins' memory room. That's weird, dude. That's weird. Like, I get it. You play sports a lot long enough, you're going to have some, like, keepsakes and shit like that. But, like, for him to spend a lot of time in his memory room is weird. I don't know.
I'm surprised he doesn't have a money room where he just counts the hundred millions of dollars that he's built from the NFL for being... I mean, he's a slightly above average quarterback. That's all he's really ever been.
Yeah, and it helps that he has the best receiver in the NFL right now, too. That helps.
Slightly helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, you go from having Diggs to getting rid of him, and you're like, oh, all right, we'll just have the best young receiver ever.
Yeah, ever. Like, unstoppable. The dude is unstoppable. Yeah, it must be nice to just huck a ball in an area and have a dude catch it no matter what.
I mean, that's kind of the Vikings way. It's pretty much what they did with Randy Moss for all the years he was there.
Yeah, good point by Booble, by the way, in the chat. Like, it's crazy how much better he is than RG3 was. Because remember, like, Washington drafted RG3, like, third overall, and then Cousins in the fourth round or something. And it wasn't even close, man. RG3 was never good. Like, not even really close to good. And then he got injured all the time, which is classic.
No, but it does go to show you, just being a slightly above average quarterback, you're just made in the NFL.
Yeah,
because even the guys that aren't even that good still find jobs. So if you're above the average median, you're going to get paid a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. In the NFL, that's all you have to be. Like Brock Purdy's not like an amazing quarterback, but
Brock Purdy is a below average quarterback.
I would not say below average. I'd say average is pretty much a good word for him. But by the way, like, Shanahan really wanted Cousins. Like, he went to bat really hard for the 49ers to go after Cousins. And the management was, like, not as gung-ho about him as Shanahan was. But, like, Cousins with, you know, the weapons he has in Minnesota is a good quarterback. Like, he puts up big numbers for them. Like, imagine him with fucking Debo and Kittle and, you know, like, McCaffrey now. Like, imagine him in that offense with the offensive line they have, too. It's like...
Crazy.
Wonder if I can mute
that
King.
Boy?
We're getting some behind the scenes King family conversations here.
Why I said it?
Like the little ones.
Yeah. Should we pause it for a second?
They find a way to mute.
My dad was researching the phone case.
Let's see if I can.
No,
Kaden
made the mascot
at the
milkshake.
That definitely
did not.
Let's see.
Did he go like, no?
Can I do
he
this?
He didn't even know what it was.
Nope. No, I can't. Oh, here we go. Mute. Did that do it? Can you hear me?
I hear you. Okay. I still hear him.
I muted him. Okay, we should be good.
Oh. Okay, well, still hear. I guess in the Discord, I hear him.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. So we're through that now.
All
right. Hot mic. This could turn into an Oakland A's announcer situation. Says Boo.
Yeah.
Let's not have that. We got kids in the background. Kids are gonna say what kids are gonna say. We don't necessarily need that on a podcast. Is all I'm saying. Purdy is an average QB with the Niners. He's below average on most other teams. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. That's what I mean.
Well, then yeah. I guess you should say is Cousins an average quarterback if he was on a shitty team, I guess.
Yeah, I think we've seen that. Like, we saw him with Washington.
Washington.
Because Washington's a shitty team, and we saw what he was on a shitty team. And it was not good. Yeah. All right. So are you watching that show? I know King City finished it.
I've watched a couple episodes. Yeah.
It's crazy seeing Mariota, because like Mariota is a dude who keeps his personal life very personal. Like his wife doesn't do anything. Like I literally had not really seen his wife before this reality show. So like the fact that not only is she in it, but she's like a really big part of it. Like they have, you know, she's pregnant. They go to the doctor's offices with them. They, she helps him with his playbook and shit like that. It's, I don't know. It's, you know, we know how this is going to end. Like Mariota, we know how the season ends for Mariota and where we're going to get to. And it's him like quitting on the team and not really being that injured. But it's at least cool before then actually being able to see him like live, because he's such a quiet, reserved person that we never get to see that side of him. So that's been kind of cool.
That is,
I mean, he is boring. He is still boring, but it's cool to see at least.
Oh yeah, he is. But that's the whole point to like all these shows that they've come out with in the last like 5 years. Like that, I used to watch that Formula One show. I mean, the whole show is just like the behind the scenes stuff where you actually get to know people. But it is nice for people to know that Mariota is a boring dude.
Yeah. Always has been, always will be.
Always has. And it's kind of against us. You always think, oh, the cool, chill Hawaiian guy. You know, they're always cool. And at least he bucks that trend.
Hey, brah, let's go surfing and chill, brah. You got them kind grinds.
Give me them grinds.
Grinds. He is not that at all. Got his friend from like elementary school as his chef.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's about right. All right. What else can we talk about? I saw, by the way, you had mentioned it a few times over the last few weeks, the Dame thing and how they shouldn't trade him anytime soon and they should wait. And
that's what I said last week.
That's what you've been saying. Yeah. I muted him. Hang on, we muted you. Hang on 1 second. I'm gonna. I think he. Okay, he's not coming.
Yeah. And he's gone.
I think we can read the sign language there. No. So I read something this week too, where it kind of backed what you were saying, like how the GM is not really interested in just taking whatever Miami offers. Like, because people are saying, like, you know, they packaged a deal with Tyler Hero and whatnot, and they've actually, they made the offer for Hero in, like, a couple of first-rounders and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yes, that is seemingly a decent deal on paper, but they don't want to pay, they don't want to pay Hero. Like, those draft picks are just, like, the only reason you take that deal is just those draft picks, but you need more than that. You need a guy who's actually going to contribute this year and who's actually good. And so, you know, I don't know that they actually end up taking the Heat steal. Like, I don't get the sense that Cronin's, like, actually interested in that, which is good. Like, you know, as a fan of the team, that's at least good to hear, because it would really be a bummer if they just took a dumb Miami deal just to be nice to Dame. Like, what's the point, yeah, man? What's the point of owning and running a franchise if those are the kind of deals you're going to do?
Well, no one cares. Well, there's ownership doesn't care about it. But like I said, I think it's because Cronin, he's going to need to be looking for a job soon. He can't have another deal just look so terrible on paper if he wants to continue to be, you know, in the league, essentially. Yeah. So I'm glad people are finally seeing, like, he doesn't need to pull the trigger in on this fast. And again, they have Dame locked up. And I still don't think he's going to ever sit out. He's not going to get rid of that money that's coming his way. He's going to be there. But the bigger thing is, you said, like, oh, all these people saying that. All the people saying that, it seems like, is Miami fans. Miami fans, and Le Batard especially, are trying to push this terrible trade through as, like, a smokescreen. They're trying to throw up all this shit of, like, oh, do it for Dame and all this, without being like, this deal is fucking terrible. And then the other end is, they clearly have to get a third team involved. Because like you said, the Blazers, they don't want Hero. They don't want him. So they need a third team involved. But it's kind of sounding like Pat Riley and the Heat are expecting Cronin to be the one to, like, maneuver this third team deal.
That's not his job. That's your job. If you want to get the deal done and get Dame, you figure it out.
Exactly. You put together the package to get him.
You find somebody who fucking wants that ridiculous contract you gave Tyler Hero. Because Portland doesn't want it and they don't need it. Like, find somebody who wants that so you can dump him so you can afford Dame. And then find somebody who's going to give the Blazers the player they actually want. And then you give them your draft picks.
I keep hearing, oh, it's going to be the Nets. The Nets will take on Hero. And I'm thinking, the Nets are in a full rebuild as well. Why the fuck would they want Hero's contract? And why would they want to lose draft picks? They just made the trade of Durant to go full rebuild and get all these picks. So, I don't know. If King was here, he'd be like, why the fuck are we still talking about this?
Yeah. Well, I remember there was a story that they tried to send, or the Blazers tried to get Bridges from them.
Yeah, that was early on, yeah. And they had none of it.
No, they didn't want it. Yeah. So if, you know, I think the only reason a team would want Hero is to eventually open up the space when the deal expires. So if you're a team that is actually truly rebuilding and has no aspirations of winning next year, which I don't necessarily think that's Portland. Because I think Portland has enough talent to where they could actually be a middling team and actually, you know, at least compete. I don't think they're a bottom of the rung team. And so
they could be close.
I don't know. We'll see. Because I do think they still have a lot of talent on their team. I don't know if it's I don't know. It, you know, I don't know. We'll see. Or maybe we won't see because we're not going to actually watch them. But if you can find a team to take that deal in the thought that they would eventually use it to open up a bunch of space down the road or something, then, you know, by all means, bring them in and give the Hero to them. But if you're Portland, that, so again, that's sort of the point, though, is Portland's trying to get another really good piece. And if Portland can get that really good piece, then they're going to be a team that could be competitive this year.
Well,
if they don't, then
the Heat don't want to give up. So the Blazers want their young guy, their guys that Jokic, who's a second year, and Jamie Jocks, who they just drafted. And it sounds like the Heat don't want to give them up, and especially don't want to give up Jocks. That's all the Blazers want.
I don't want either of those guys.
They're young and cheap. That's what the Blazers want.
Jesus Christ, man.
They don't want money. They want expensive. They don't want that at all. So that's what they're going to have to give up. And the craziest thing of all this, I think it was this, it might have been the end of last week or the weekend, was did you see Lebatard come out and say that, like,
I was going to ask you about that. Will you tell me about that? Because I didn't get the full story there.
I wish King was here, because King's the big Lebatard guy. But Lebatard pretty much said that Woj is a shill for the Blazers. Like, he's spinning a narrative for like the Blazers' favor for this deal. There's no, but the people that cover the Blazers in Portland, in Oregon, don't even give a shit about the Blazers. You're going to say,
yeah,
like, maybe the biggest basketball person out there in Woj is a shill for the Blazers? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's
Lebatard.
Especially when he's
the biggest shill for the fucking Heat. I mean, come on, guys.
He's an open fan of the Heat.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't make any bones about it. I mean, and he has been for a really long time. Remember when they won their title and he had his big,
when they got LeBron.
That was one of the best moments in radio history, when Lebatard went on that rant. But for him to, like, act anything other than a shill for the Miami Heat is ridiculous. And to call anybody else out for that is equally ridiculous.
See, that's always a problem.
Because I like Lebatard generally, but that's a dumb take.
It is. Especially when he prefaced in there, he referred to the Miami Heat as we. We want to make, like, this is happening to us. It's like, guy, you're trying to say that Woj is, of all the teams, the Blazers is pushing a narrative on, when that's all you do is push a narrative. So,
that's,
yeah.
That's your whole game, dude.
And again, I'm fine with that. Just don't go after other people for what you think that is.
Yep.
No, but again, it's basketball.
Basketball. Here we are talking about basketball in July. Something's wrong.
I mean, before the podcast started, I listed off what I had to watch sports-wise. There's the problem. There is nothing. It's baseball.
Well, that's why it's a bummer King got up, because I was going to ask him if he could actually do, like, the 90s baseball team list today. But mm-hmm. I guess, sorry, listener. You know, he abandons the podcast, and we don't get our 90s baseball list.
Ooh, I do have something at least that popped. I don't know if you saw it.
Okay.
That they're bringing slam ball back. Did you see that?
Slam ball. Is that the one where they are, they're on, like, the trampolines?
There's, yeah, like the paint, it's like a little mini, like, smaller court. Yeah, like 80% of the court is trampoline. And all they do is dunk hard on each other and check the shit out of people on the actual floor. It's awesome.
What is happening, by the way? Like, by the way, stay tuned, because the list is going to be arena football related. What's happening? Like, arena football's coming back. We're getting slam ball back. Like, what?
I think it's a resurgence of the smaller niche sports going on right now. I mean, look at pickleballs on TV now. Yeah. I've seen fucking what the fuck's it called? The beanbag toss game. I'm blanking on it.
Holy shit! I just played it the other day.
Yeah. But yeah, they are airing that on television.
Cornhole. Thanks, dude. Airing that. Jesus.
It's starting to turn into, like, ESPN, the Ocho.
The Ocho. I saw that, because part of my Hulu Live TV thing, I saw, like, the little box that said the Ocho on it. I didn't click on it because those sports are mostly dumb. But I was like, is that really a thing, or is this one of those, like, once a year they actually have the Ocho and then they make it go away again?
I don't know. I think it's someone's finally run into this time of year in sports where they're like, let's make up a sport. We got, there's an audience. people are sick of watching baseball. They'll watch some bullshit. So
and we ain't paying these writers. And so let's just make up some dumb sport. That's easy. Yeah.
Bring back slam ball. Let's bring back American Gladiators for the second time. Bring it back.
It's the perfect time. It's the perfect time for it. We got no actors. We got no writers. It's the perfect time for all the dumb sports.
Bring it back.
Totally makes sense. Here's a question from Booble in the chat. Slam ball better than arena ball?
Arena football?
Yeah.
Arena football is terrible.
Yeah. Is slam ball actually a thing you will watch like regularly?
No,
it's not.
I will not watch it live. But if it's like right now, if slam ball was on my TV, I'd be watching it.
Because there's nothing else to watch.
Well, also, it's not like it's a sport that I need to follow week to week.
Yeah.
Keep up with the standings. You can throw on any slam ball. Just watch it. Cool.
This is good in the chat, too. Slam ball used to follow Monday Night Raw on Spike TV.
On Spike TV, yeah.
That's perfect.
Perfect. They need to, pair it with what, like, because I think, isn't WWE on Peacock now? Put it on whatever, like, AEW on. That's probably on like some bullshit channel. Put it on after that.
I think it's something like FX or Spike or something. Yeah. I don't think Spike exists anymore, but it's
it doesn't. It, yeah, but yeah. That's what that might be what it's on still.
Yeah. AEW is on TNT and TBS. Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
Turner got on board. Good for them.
Oh, we'll bring Slam Ball on right after to pour it.
Let's do it.
Box it up.
By the way, we're at like minute 45 here. If King doesn't come back, he's going to miss the list because we're not going over an hour. Like, absolutely fucking not. Let's see. Somebody in the background. It's blurry. Ooh. I don't think that's him. All right.
But I do have a question.
We might have lost him.
Of all the non-NFL football leagues, what's your top NFL football league after that?
See, what are the options? You got
like XFL.
Yeah, XFL. You got CFL. You got CFL. Arena. Probably CFL.
CFL squirrely.
It is. Yeah,
I like the
bigger field. I like the crazy motions they can do. I like the fact that there's always a former Oregon quarterback playing, and so it was Masoli for a really long time. Now it's Vernon Adams still plays quarterback in that league. So
I think Masoli played and got hurt like last week or the week
did
before.
Did he? Okay. All right.
Yeah. So there's one less Oregon.
Let's see. We got what else we got? Original XFL from Booble, lingerie football, and Puppy Bowl. Puppy Bowl's pretty strong. It's pretty strong. I'll give you that.
Lingerie football. I get it, I guess. Yeah. Pretty women in scantily clad outfits, but them playing football with that, I don't see the super appeal to it.
I'll say like I've never actually watched it per se, but I've seen highlights of it. And they're kind of brutal. Like they don't wear pads and they're in underwear, but they absolutely destroy each other. Like
they go full tilt.
They really do, which is crazy. Like and that's probably the point, I guess. Like they have to get people to pay attention, because I don't think as a society we're really that into watching women in underwear play football. I think that's one of those ideas like that was really good on paper at some point. Like in the 80s, it would have been perfect. But like I think
there might have been a movie already called like lingerie football somehow.
A movie. Yeah. Quote,
it might have been a movie.
Quote unquote.
No, like an actual movie. Some
quality cinema. Yeah.
Like two theaters movie of lingerie football. But that was the 80s.
I think Giuliani closed down those theaters. I don't think you can go into those anymore. Oh, man. You know what? I'm almost to the point where we should just start doing our list. And if King comes back, he comes back. And if he doesn't, he doesn't. Do you have anything else before we do that? I did kind of want to talk about Leo Messi like hanging out in a Publix, which was hilarious. Because he got announced for Miami, and he's going to play his first game like this week. But there was all this like footage surfacing of him just shopping in a Publix in Miami. Like he's in there with his wife and his kids. Like, that's fine, you know, whatever. I'm just like, my guy, you're too big to do that. I don't know if that's something you could do in Spain or, you know, like Paris where you were just playing, but.
So what, you know, like I said, in Europe, no way he could go out in public like that, you know, shopping like that. Because everyone, what percentage of people do you think actually know who Messi is in the United States?
Yeah, I mean, he got recognized quite a bit, probably not as much as he would have in the other countries. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, what his experience was in Paris. But, yeah, man. Like, just that guy.
I think that guy walking
into that store was surprising to me.
No, he said, fuck it. You know, you'll have the two or three people. I bet he goes to a grocery store. Two or three people will be like, hey, Messi, what's up? You know, something like that. That's it. That's nothing.
It's wild. I'm like not even mad about it. I'm like, I'm jealous of him, like, for, you know, just being like, yeah, fuck it, let's go to the store.
Fuck it.
Yeah, let's go buy some bulk Cheerios. Come on, babe. And he and his supermodel wife and their kids just went to the fucking store in Miami. All right.
I think more people would look at her than look at him.
You know, it is Miami too. Like, maybe there's not a more appropriate city in our country to go do that in for him. You know, maybe Miami's the place he can do it.
Oh, it is. It's perfect for him. Perfect.
Fair enough. Maybe that's why he's there. All right. That was it.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. Let's do our list, I guess. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if King drops in. So did you come up with a list idea? I forget.
I did.
Okay. What's our list idea?
Well, I don't even know who it was. I assume it was the Arena League themselves.
Yeah.
They dropped the location of the teams in this upcoming, I don't even know when the season is, honestly. But
Yeah. They announced the cities. There were 16 cities who will have Arena League teams when the league comes back, whenever that is.
I assume that's after the NFL season. I assume that's when Arena usually goes on.
Yeah. One would hope, yeah.
Yeah. So on that list was Salem, Oregon, apparently, for some reason.
Why Salem, of all places?
I mean, it is the state capital.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
So our list is the top three names you would give to the new arena team in Salem.
Top three team names for the Salem Arena football team.
Yep.
Okay. I will start. My number three is the Uncle Rico's, and there's a story behind this.
I have one similar to that.
You got one similar? Okay. Cause John Heater, was not born in Salem, but he went to South Salem High School. And so he was in Napoleon Dynamite, football, Uncle Rico, calling him the Salem Uncle Rico's. Boom.
I went with the Salem Dynamites.
Salem Dynamite's good.
And it's just their logo's just a picture of his goofy Napoleon Dynamite face and head.
That's really good, too. That's strong. That's like a more realistic actual name that they could have, too.
And my thing, I looked up who, like, the most famous people from Salem were.
I was looking up some, too, yeah.
The list is not strong.
No, it isn't.
There's Herbert Hoover lived in Salem for a time.
That's cool.
I would say the most famous person from Salem that actually was born in Salem and grew up in Salem is your favorite Jed Lowry.
And also Scott Hatterberg, too, by the way. Yeah, there might be a Jed Lowry name here coming up here pretty soon.
Is there? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's see. WCP, his number three is the Salem Capitals. Yep. Strong. It's probably what it's going to actually be. Booble says the Salem Sonics.
Just take the name, force you out, can get it again.
I like that. I like that a lot. It's like a gang member tagging over another gang member or something like that.
Yep.
Yep. All right, my number two is the, I figured you should bring in some local flair into the naming. Like, you know, it's the Arena League, so they're going to need sponsors. And so I figured a local restaurant should sponsor them. And so there's a bar called Magoo's in Salem. So I figure call them the Salem Magoo's.
Is their logo like a picture of like Mr. Magoo?
Yeah, you would have to. I mean, Mr. Magoo is old enough to where it's probably public domain at this point, right? I mean, you could just like Mickey Mouse is public is about to be public domain, so Mr. Magoo has to be. So the Magoo's.
I was gonna say what? I mean, I think you have to be at least over 35 to know who the fuck Mr. Magoo even is.
Yeah, older than that, man. You got to be like 50 or 60 or something.
No, because I'm pretty sure there was like a Leslie Nielsen movie, Mr. Magoo, that came out in the 90s sometime. So that's I think if you're in your 30s, you might actually know the reference. So.
That's right. Good point. All right, what's your two?
All right, my number two is King would like this one because it's a American Dad staple. They're Arena League, so they'll be the Salem Bazooka Sharks.
Bazooka Sharks.
Because that's how ridiculous they assume arena football team names are, so you might as well go with it.
Might as well roll with it, yep. Booble says he saw the Mr. Magoo movie in theaters.
I mean, yeah, Leslie Nielsen, fantastic actor.
Yeah. I'll never fault you for watching Leslie Nielsen, but that movie, what were you, like three? Did somebody like force you?
I can't
imagine going to a theater and watching that movie on purpose.
It came out in 1997.
97, wow. Yeah, we were definitely old enough for that.
Yeah, it had Kelly Lynch in it, too.
WCP says Salem Wildfire for his number two.
Ooh.
Again. That's a solid name. they will not use it. But it's a really good name.
Here's the cast for the 1997 Mr. Magoo movie.
Thank you.
Leslie Nielsen, Kelly Lynch, Stephen Tobolowsky, famed actor,
yeah.
Ernie Hudson, Jennifer Garner, Malcolm McDowell.
Malcolm McDowell?
I mean, talk about a fucking banger.
Jennifer Garner, too, man. She is, isn't she going to be in, I saw she's going to be in like the new Deadpool movie or something. She's going to reprise her Elektra role or some shit. In Deadpool 3. I know they stopped making it. They were like halfway through making it with, you know, Wolverine and Deadpool and shit. They're bringing Hugh Jackman back, and then the strike made them stop. So we'll see what that actually ends up being. But
yeah, we'll see when that actually gets going again.
Yeah, right. Booble's number two, the Salem Volcanoes.
Bring them back.
Yeah, abso-fucking-lutely. Call them Salem Kaiser. Why not?
Might as well. Salem Kaiser Volcanoes.
All right, my number one is the Lynn Benton Lowrys. Please name them that. After Jed Lowry, man. Jed Lowry from Salem, Oregon, baby. A's legend for, like, a season. That's how A's legends work, by the way. They play there for two seasons, and they're really good.
Are they somehow going to have to be playing on like the Lynn Benton campus?
I know, yeah.
Part of it?
Yeah. Where are they going to actually play? That's what I want to know. What, like, is there, because they have the state fairgrounds there, right, in Salem?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so they could just...
I mean, I don't think they even know where they're playing, honestly.
Do they have a hangar there? Like, is there an airport there where they have a hangar that they can play the Arena League games in? I could see that.
Yeah, that's all you need.
It's all you need. But,
my number one Salem name, it is, I would say, the most famous brand to come out of Salem. And is they will be the Salem Kettle Chips Are Trash.
The whole name.
Because kettle chips are fucking trash.
Salem Kettle Chips Are Trash.
Yeah.
You know, kettle chips
are... Kettle trash.
Kettle chips are like the really hard ones, right?
They're fucking hard as a rock.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, man. Let's see. One's from the chat. WCP says the Salem... Making sure I'm reading that right. The Salem Bums. I thought it said Burns, but I was like, no, that says Salem Bums. All right.
Bums.
All right. And Booble says the Salem Rockies. We're just taking minor league baseball, defunct minor league baseball teams from Oregon.
Hey, well, depends when the league starts. They could be the Salem M's here real soon.
Yeah, touche. Salem Emeralds. Too soon, yep. Ski. Too soon. As in it hasn't happened yet. Honorable mention, the Salem Syringes from WCP.
Someone might have spent some time in Salem.
Somebody with his last two as Bums and Syringes has spent time in Salem.
That is probably, I have spent almost no time in Salem.
Same. Like none whatsoever.
It's shocking, right?
Oh shit, are we getting him back? Here, hang on, let me unmute him.
Yeah, I'm back.
Hey!
What a miss, guys.
You're back just in time for the list. We just gave all of our lists. Now you can give your three right off the bat. Let's go.
Oh, God. It was what? The three names, the arena team, yep, in Salem?
Yep.
Did you guys talk about how Salem didn't actually know they were getting an arena team?
No! Is that true?
No, we did not talk about it.
Yes. Today, the city of Salem came out and was like, oh, we are? Where are they playing?
Yeah, where are they playing? Who's funding
them? Are we paying for this? They apparently did not know. I will say the Springfield commercials, because Commercial Street.
The Springfield? You mean the Salem?
Salem commercials.
All right.
Number two, Salem Arena team. The North Side Satyrs, because the north part of Salem is very sad.
Aren't you glad you came back just in time to pull these names out of your ass?
Number one, fictional, maybe real. Salem maybe Arena Football League team name would be Giant Flags, because no city loves giant American flags more than Salem, Oregon, except for Jason Aldean's small towns. They love big American flags. But my God, you go up I-5 and whew, there's some big old flags.
You gonna see some big old flags in the Salem area. Okay, let's give him our ones. Ski, what was your one again?
Mine was the Salem Kettle Trash.
Yeah, because kettle chips are trash, and they're from Salem,
like,
apparently.
Like the brand or just the style?
Both.
Huh? I disagree.
I think kettle chips are fine as well. But I don't like
almost breaking my tooth on a fucking chip.
It's fair.
Yeah, I get it.
You gotta eat them with the molars.
Yeah,
sure.
Gotta get back there. Yeah,
you cannot go front teeth with those.
You're gonna lose them.
Yeah,
your gums are not supposed to bleed when you eat chips. I get it.
On the kettle chip front, like probably 5 or 6 years ago, I was so crushed when I read that like the Hawaiian sweet onion kettle chips were fucking made in Salem. Because they're branded as, like, the Hawaiian kettle chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're from Maui. No, they're from fucking Kubler Street in Salem.
I think it even has Maui on the title.
Yes, it's terrible. Yeah, the Maui sweet onions. Yeah.
Maui sweet onions, yeah.
Someone needs to sue those motherfuckers.
You want to know what? You're right. Kettle chips? Get out of here. Leave my life. I don't want to ever see you again. More like kettle shits. Am I right?
Yeah.
Then my number one was... My number one was the Lynn Benton Lowry's, because Jed Lowry is from Salem, so that was it. Okay, thanks for listening to the podcast, everyone.
I'm sorry, I didn't see that coming.
By the way, Booble said it in the chat. King came back just in time to put us over the 60-minute mark.
We are literally a minute. Got 2 minutes now. Get out of here, leave.
You did it. We were all done, man. We were wrapping up under an hour. Oh, what have you done? All right. Thank you for listening and watching, everybody. Sunday is the movie podcast. It is Team America World Police. Watch it on Max and listen to us talk about it. Goodbye.